You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sergio 24. No, that's not our community. I'm in the wrong community.
The Travis and Sliwa community. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, we got multiple communities.
They're friendly there too.
Yeah.
Brian's working hard back here playing songs about fashion. You don't even recognize it.
Well, because you've made fun of my fashion.
That's not making fun of it. We're pointing out that
literally
you,
mocking me.
No, I literally said
you're a
you
mocker.
Have,
you're a mockist.
Your sweater
he is
looks
kind of
like
a mocker. Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah,
such a mocker
at times. But it's, your sweater looks like Mr. Rogers. There's nothing wrong with that. It is a part of a fashion sense.
This is a great sweater. I just got this sweater. I'm so excited about it, and I immediately get crap from you people.
No, it's not crap. Who doesn't love Mr. Rogers?
Exactly. He's got great style.
But Mr. Rogers wore... The Mr. Rogers had okay, I'm going to defend you now.
Okay.
It had a much thicker thread.
Yes.
Say that
the
fast.
The thread count?
Yes.
The thread was thicker, so it was more yarny.
It was knitted.
It
his
was
sweater
a
was
more
like knitted.
And yarny.
Closer to mine.
This is
mine
more,
is more knitted.
Stylish.
Yours is
stylish.
More sleek.
Sleek. There you go. Sleek. I like that word.
I would say Fred also, can I call him Fred? He was Fred Rogers,
yes.
Right? He wore that was a great biopic too, by the way. The Mr. Rogers movie.
Oh man, it's so
really
good. Tom Hanks was great.
He's really good.
Yeah. There was two of them actually.
Well, there was a documentary that
right.
was great, and then the Tom Hanks version was also great.
He would always wear a white shirt or a solid colored shirt, and oftentimes he also wore a tie with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you are not, it's not a full Mr. Rogers look.
Yes.
It's just inspired by.
Yeah. No, I'll go
maybe
with that.
It's an homage too.
You know, Fred Rogers.
Yeah.
Was my commencement speaker at Bowling Green State University.
It's a good get.
Yeah, really cool. And by the way, the entire student body sang It's a Wonderful Day in the Neighborhood when he walked up to the stage. It was really, really cool.
That's
really cool. And the other thing about him, you know from the documentary, he was the same guy off camera that he was on camera. He was that sort of golly gee persona. All right, 2 o'clock call of the day. Let's go to Jesse. Jesse from Studio City, what's up? Good afternoon, man.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
So I was saying that my pick for the best biopic, I actually have two. One is Armie Hammer in The Social Network playing both Winklevoss twins.
Yeah.
And also Pauly Shore playing Richard Simmons in The Court Jester, which is a short film that I worked on with him. They both do phenomenal jobs.
Now, wait a minute, Pauly Shore is trying to do a long form version of that, isn't he?
He is.
Or, I'm sorry. Yeah, Pauly Shore is going to try to do a full movie, right?
Correct, yes.
Richard Simmons hates it.
I understand, but, you know, I'm sure JFK didn't want so many films made about him after he died.
Yeah, right. I hear you. All right, Jesse, thank you. There's Jesse.
See? Armie Hammer was good in that.
Armie Hammer was great.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell happened to him after that. Whole bunch of weirdness. I you know, it's interesting. I have no capacity to read sleaze. Ireland loves sleaze. He knows who every Real Housewife is dating. He knows athlete used to be with this model. He knows all that
stuff.
He
loves it.
He loves
it. You know what? The one sleazy thing you should definitely do a deep dive on. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
It's Larsa Pippen and Michael Jordan's
kid. No interest.
Kid.
I know this. I have
Pablo
no interest.
Torre did a whole deep dive on it.
Yeah.
And then there's been like a coda, like they broke up and they got back together again and on. It's so good.
Yeah.
They did a podcast once.
Yeah.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care.
No capacity for sleaze. None.
So what about some reality TV? I've watched one thing that's sleazy and it's amazing.
Okay.
What?
Love is Blind. I watch every Love is Blind that has ever
gross.
Made.
That was gross. I tried watching that because you guys told me to watch it, and I was like,
No, gross. That was Naked Attraction.
That was gross. Love is Blind is on Netflix. And it's actually really good.
Okay.
Very compelling. I think you might actually like this.
I just watched this new season last night. I walked through like 5 episodes.
Of what?
Love is Blind.
What's the premise? I don't even know it.
It's blind dating, or you're dating somebody, you can't see them.
You go in these pods, and there's a wall between you, so you can't see each other. All you do is just talk to each other.
So it's like the dating game.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty hilarious, honestly. Like, I watch it as this is funny.
It's good. I watch
it. Is it sleazy?
I mean, it's sleazy.
Doesn't sound as sleazy as, women pulling each other's weaves out and that kind of stuff.
No, not that bad. Well, there's some
drama. That's great. There's a lot of drama in it.
There's a lot of drama when they move from the pods to then get married and they go on their, honeymoon type thing with all the other people that were in the pods.
Do they ever get out and, one person's super hot and one person's super ugly?
Oh, yes.
It happens a lot.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
And because they're not supposed to say what you look like.
Oh.
And you can see it in their face when they, the doors open and you see each other and you can see one person's face being like, oh no, what did I do? And they have to act like, oh my God, we fell in love.
So does anybody ever say, I'm out of here?
I mean, they eventually do get out of there.
Yeah.
Or
most people don't get married at the end.
Like you walk out of it and you say, hard pass.
It'd be amazing if someone should have done it this season. They didn't, though.
They didn't. Yeah. No capacity for sleaze.
Okay.
Just try it.
Have you ever tried Below Deck?
No, I knew you were going to bring up
Below
Deck.
Oh, I love Below Deck.
Yeah, I know.
It's so good.
The last season was really good.
Yeah, no.
Although that Kyle's joking.
Honestly, I think reality TV has been really damaging to the world.
I agree with that. Because it forces people to act like that all the time.
It teaches people that it's okay.
Yeah.
To have big, loud, angry fights and
turn
tables over.
Or the only way to get noticed
is
to do that. Well, that's also social media, too.
Yeah, it is. By the way, you can follow me on TikTok, at Venice Mace. Follow me on Instagram, at Venice Mace.
So, you know what I want? I had a thought about your TikTok yesterday.
Okay.
I just want you to narrate your life. I want you to narrate when you're going into Starbucks and getting the feta cheese wrap. I want to narrate when you get home with the dogs.
Yeah.
When you first see him, and then I want you to narrate it.
Narrate it.
I want you to say, "I'm coming home. Let's see, all the dogs usually like to run to me." And
yeah.
And then I want to film it. I want to see that.
Okay.
Like a day in the life of Mace. I want to see all of the. I want to see the pistachios.
Oh yeah, the pistachios. Yeah. Those are big right now.
This is straight up Curb Your Enthusiasm. Your life is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It is a little curb, yes.
It is.
All right, so I want to ask you about this because this happened on the first take today. LeBron is in season number 21. Steph is still, he's on the other side of the mountain. But
36.
Yeah. So the question is, who is the next face of the NBA? Who is the next face of the NBA?
It's a really good question. Our guy, Tim Bontemps, had a whole story about that after the All-Star break. And that's why this became a topic, because he went around asking everyone who's the next face of it.
Mm-hmm.
So all those press conference quotes were from Tim. There's a lot of people who you would regard as potential faces, right? Luka Doncic is a good-looking guy on a team. He's a really good player, going to lead the league in scoring, might win an MVP. But personality-wise, I think he has some charisma, but he doesn't say a whole lot, so there's not a lot of depth there, right?
Right.
We don't know him very well.
Sure.
That would be somebody I would point. I think Embiid could have that. He certainly has the personality.
Right.
If he ever won, he would elevate himself to that next level.
So do you think, but don't you think Giannis is kind of next in line?
Giannis is next in line.
He's got a personality.
Yeah,
he's funny. He's loose.
He's done a biopic. It's coming out on Amazon.
Oh,
or
did
something.
He?
Yeah, it's coming out right this week.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The producer of it is somebody who used to work for, I used to work with, Kristen Lapis. She was a 30 for 30 producer. So I think it's going to be pretty good. It's their whole Antetokounmpo life story. So he's defining himself outside of basketball. He's becoming, he could be the face of the league, although it's hard to do that from Milwaukee.
What about
he can do it if they win, if they're in the Eastern Conference Finals, you can do it from anywhere.
What about Jason Tatum?
See, that was my pick yesterday. We had this conversation. I think Tatum could be a face of the league, not because he has such charisma or
Riz. We call it Riz now.
I don't want to do that.
That's what us kids do.
Maybe
you're Shams now.
Yeah,
you're the Riz God.
The Riz God. Yeah,
is that a thing?
Shams, the Riz God thing is real, right? Yeah, whenever he's on with Kay Adams, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a whole thing where if you want some sleaze, they might be together.
Yeah,
that's
I know, no capacity for sleaze.
That one's a good one, though.
It is. Yeah, it is.
I know, and he got her the shoes.
So yeah. Jason Tatum, okay. Yeah, no.
I don't know that he has, but he plays for a marquee franchise
Correct.
That could win.
Yep.
So I can tell you this. We get data on like what stories do well and what people click on. And generally speaking, if I write something that's got some juice, like it's got some drama and some news and some scandal and whatever, it's going to do well. But very rarely, when you do like just a regular old feature, just a bio feature, origin story feature, they don't always do that well because there's not, you know, there's no controversy to it.
Right, right.
I wrote one on Jason Tatum during the finals when they played the Warriors.
Okay.
And it was one of the most read stories I've
it
ever
was.
Done. And it was like, it was just a story. I mean, it was just an origin story. It was just like who he is, where he came from, everybody talking about him, ran during game three of the finals. And it was even one of those ESPN Plus stories they have to pay for.
Right.
And it was like one of the most read stories I've ever done.
Is that right?
And that's why I think like we may think of him as kind of quiet and maybe not a
buzzy
kind of guy.
I think of him as very reserved.
Yeah. Although he does say things every once in a while that pop. Like, first of all, his son gives him, that helps his brand, right? In terms of that
he's
almost defined by being Deuce's dad.
Sure,
he's a good
sure.
dad and he carries him around the court. He's sweet. Okay. He also has a good origin story, which I got all into. And that his mom was a single mom. She had him when she was like 19.
Mm.
And she was determined, she had a volleyball scholarship someplace, and she was determined not to let or having a child at that age, it was unplanned, obviously. And she was determined not to let that stop her from finishing college. So she would take Jason to school with her.
Okay.
And he would like sit in the class. He's a baby and she would like finish her classes and stuff. She put herself through school. I think she's a paralegal now or something like that.
Okay.
And he actually he's really close to his mom and lives across the street from her in Boston. Like their houses are next door to
each
other.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
Yeah. And like then he goes to Duke and when you go to Duke, you have that mystique of being a Duke guy, although he was only there for 1 year. He sort of defines himself as a Kobe guy.
Yes, he does.
He does. So I think if he ever won, if he ever got over the hump there and won a championship where he really delivered, like last year in the playoffs when he beat Embiid in that game, and then Cassidy Hubbard says, boy, you really sucked in the first half, and then you came back and led them to a win in game six. You know, how did you bounce back from that? And he goes, humbly speaking, I'm one of the best players in the world, right? Remember that?
Yeah,
like,
oh
that
yeah,
was a great,
yeah.
He has that quality about him that could be interesting.
Yeah.
And so I think then he wore the shirt the next game. It was humbly speaking, you know.
What about SGA?
No.
What about Devin Booker?
Book could. They're all quiet.
Yeah.
So SGA is a spokesman for Skims.
Is that right?
Yeah, he does Kim Kardashian's
Do they do Skims
menswear.
For men now?
Yeah, look it up.
Skims for men?
Yeah.
Is it just underwear?
Is it an NBA thing now? Like it's a
the official partner of the NBA or something, yeah. Shapewear.
Yeah, but is it the same thing?
He definitely has a fashionable sense to him. So like the Thunder, I follow them on social media and they always do the, when they're boarding the plane, what the guys wear on the plane. And he is always like very couture. Very fashionable, kind of cool guy. He's Canadian. I don't know, but nobody's defined him.
No,
he hasn't been defined by adversity yet. Like you have to be defined by your successes and failures. We haven't seen any of that yet.
Yeah.
Right.
He's about to enter. I mean, he's about to be in the playoffs, and we'll see how far he is able
Anthony
to carry.
Edwards
them.
Has a good personality, but again, you don't become face of the like. The reason why LeBron is a face of the league is because he went through so much controversy and adversity, and that's character defined. That's like every movie you've ever watched. What does the hero do? You put the hero in a situation, you see how they respond, it reveals character, you see how they change, and there's your story
there
arc.
You go, Joseph Campbell.
I know. You know me. I always do the hero's journey.
I know. Okay. Everybody should.
Everybody should.
Sense. Yeah.
But I didn't actually quote it this time. You just know the...
I just know it.
You just know it.
So Devin Booker, I know he's a Kobe guy.
Used to date a Kendall Jenner.
Oh, right.
Chris,
he did.
But he never was on those shows.
Smart.
He's really into classic cars. He's kind of a cool dude.
Yeah.
He and Luca have a feud. There's like the beginnings of something. There's the beginnings of definition on a very large scale for a lot of these young players, but they're not there yet.
Yeah.
So my answer to the question, honestly, is Chet and Wemby. I think those guys are going to have a rivalry for years to come.
Okay.
They genuinely dislike each other.
Good.
Genuinely. Like, good. They really have a rivalry.
No fraternization.
Yeah. Like, like you've seen them when they play. And then Chet was on social media tweeting at him, yep, and stuff. And also, they're both very articulate and interesting. Like, I went to Wemby's appearance here when he played in L.A. a couple months ago.
By the way, going to be here Friday.
Friday, Lakers-Spurs. Super interesting, smart guy. Like, mm-hmm, has a lot to say. So I think right now he's a bit of a curiosity. Like, everybody's like, whoa, he's 7'4", and he plays like Kevin Durant. But once they become good and once they get into playoff series, then you define yourself through the choices you make, too. Does he stay right in San Antonio? Does he move? Does Chet stay there? I mean, like, there's all those career definitions.
By the way,
things.
I think Wemby is a really good answer to this.
Yeah.
Because he is unlike any player,
yes,
we've ever seen.
I've never seen anyone like him.
To see a guy 7'4 with a handle and
the
able
closest
to make
one is Durant,
and,
but he's not 7'4". He's 6'11".
Right. Hey, tweet from @BST. The Insider is the most underrated movie ever. Timeless story, some of the best acting of Pacino and Crow's careers. Also, Debbie Mazur, Gina Gershon, Christopher Plummer, Stephen Tobolowsky, Bruce McGill, Wings Hauser. So good. Yeah, so there's a vote for The Insider.
Yeah.
If you've never seen it, find it. It's really, really good. All right, coming up next, it sounds like we know who is going to pitch the first two games for the Dodgers,
really,
this year in Korea. And Shohei Ohtani showing a different side of himself. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland. Momo's in for John. 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
What's up, people? It is Wednesday, and it is sunny.
Thank God.
No more rain. And Ireland's back tomorrow. The Lakers season will restart tomorrow night in San Francisco. And then Friday night, Wemby at Crypto.com,
yeah,
Arena, which is exciting. So I got this. Dave Roberts has indicated that it is likely the first two pitchers for the Dodgers, first two starting pitchers of the year in Korea, will be Yamamoto and Glasnow.
Okay.
Now, I would assume that Yamamoto is going to be the opening day starter, or whatever that is, opening night, opening middle of the
in
night
South
for us.
Korea.
In South Korea, yeah.
Yeah.
Do we
Those
say South
games?
Korea or do we say just Korea?
I think South Korea.
South Korea,
well, because
yeah,
they're two separate places.
Right.
We don't
one,
talk about the
one you just don't go to.
No, well, you're not allowed in.
No.
Might be.
Mm,
you just can't get out.
I would never go there. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
it's
know,
true.
I mean,
yeah.
They
you
come
stumble
in,
across the border, you ain't going
leave
back.
Right. So Yamamoto, what's interesting is then Yamamoto could again be the opening day starter at Dodger Stadium, and I would assume he probably will be.
So that's the home opener.
Home opener against the Cardinals.
The next week on Thursday. So he can go Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the morning and then Thursday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
5 days rest, right?
No, that's plenty. Yeah, it's plenty of rest. But, I mean, for the amount of money that he got more than Gerrit Cole, he should be your number one
starter.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
you're already doing that.
Well,
you're
no,
already
I
doing
mean,
the money.
He made, they're giving him, they give him that much money. He
I
should
know
be the
what
best
was his,
pitcher
what was
on
the
your
money
team
on him?
It was like 300. And there's no deferrals on him.
Yeah, no oh deferrals on Yamamoto.
No, it's 330 something. It's more. It's a
wow
couple million more than Gerrit Cole, who's probably the best, one of the best pitchers in baseball.
It came out, by the way, that the Phillies made a bigger offer to Yamamoto than the Dodgers did.
Really?
Yeah. They made the biggest offer, and Yamamoto opted for the Dodgers.
That's interesting. It was, I thought it was just between the Mets, the Dodgers, and what was it, the Yankees? Was that
the Yankees three? Were in on it. It's 12 years, $325 million.
So for 12 years, $325
million. That's amazing for a team that never used to go beyond 6 years for a pitcher.
Yeah, the Phillies offered more money than any other team that had been trying to sign Yamamoto. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported this, and Middleton, this is John Middleton, the owner of the Phils, says he has no regrets that Philadelphia pushed really hard for Yamamoto, didn't get him. So he didn't even take the biggest offer on the table. Here's the thing about the Dodgers. I'm worried about Tyler Glasnow.
Okay.
I don't know if they... Andrew Friedman knows what he's doing.
He came from Tampa. That was a while ago, but he has enough of a read on that organization.
But he has never pitched. Like, he's never been a 30 starts a year guy.
Yeah, he's kind of a...
He's a guy that tends to break down.
Didn't he also kind of do some, like, he'd need an opener sometimes? Didn't they do the opener for him a lot?
They may have. He was rehabbing from an injury. Yeah. But I don't know if the Glasnow thing's going to work out. I think they've got enough pitching talent to be able to win 100 games.
Yeah.
Last year he started 21. He's never started more than, last year was an all-time high, 21 starts, 120 innings. Ooh. That was it. 10-7, 353 ERA, 21 starts, and just 120 innings. That is the most innings he's ever pitched in a season.
How old is he?
Tyler Glasnow is, I don't know.
And they gave him money.
Look it up.
Yeah. I mean.
30.
Oh. Older than I would have thought.
And they gave him.
They paid him.
They paid him big. Are you a Glasnow?
I think he could be good here as long as he can stay healthy. I mean, his age might not be so big because he hasn't really pitched as much as he should.
True.
If he stays healthy, he has the stuff to be very number one starter quality stuff. So when you have a bunch of guys that can be number one starters, I think I like him. I would like to see him stay healthy. I'm not really sure he can.
There are multiple arguments here. Glasnow one, Yamamoto another, Kershaw coming back later in the year, young pitchers in between like Emmett Sheehan.
Bobby Miller,
like Walker James Buehler Paxton. Coming off of surgery. James Paxton, who has an injury history. I think there's an excellent argument, and I've not heard this officially, but there's an excellent argument for a six-man rotation for the Dodgers.
Absolutely. They should do that just for all those reasons that you're saying. Because why not give them more time? They don't need – I mean, usually Kershaw was really the last kind of guy that needed those 5 days of rest.
Yes.
I think these guys can go on longer rest and should be fine.
Because in Japan, they do pitch on 6 days.
I think they do.
I think it's every they pitch a six-man rotation in Japan.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm not positive on that, but I think you're right. And that's why this team specifically should do that just to save all their arms.
Right.
Like, I don't need 25, 30 starts.
When does Walker Buehler come back?
It's kind of up in the air. He's not going to be ready to start the season.
Sounds like May-ish.
Yeah.
Gosh, it just keeps getting pushed back.
Yeah.
Second Tommy John. I mean,
yeah, but there was talk of him coming back at the end of last year.
Correct,
and then
and then they threw a bucket of cold water on that.
I think he was trying to come back, but it was just he was never going to be himself, so they pulled him back.
Yeah, that's my concern. My concern is Glasnow is a question mark.
Yeah,
and by the way, that's
I think all of them are.
Great context of things. That's not a big.
Well, nobody's really seen Yamamoto. We all just assume he's really good.
He's the best pitcher ever out of Japan. He's coming off three of what are the equivalent of Cy Young Awards in the Japanese League.
And he's 25.
And he's young.
I'm sure he's really good. We'll see. Right? I mean, I just feel like there's been a pitcher from Japan that comes over almost every year, and I don't know how to evaluate them until they perform.
Right, but they had, what was the guy in with the Mets?
Senga.
Yeah, Senga.
Kode Senga had a very good year.
Yeah.
Very good year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Ohtani.
Ghost ball.
From, yeah.
I mean, Ohtani is literally like the only one who I think is really popped.
No, I mean, there's been other guys. The Dodgers had a bunch of guys that have come over from Japan that have been, or at least from Asia, and have been good.
Yeah. Have been good, but like $320 million for a pitcher is
stunning.
Stunning, especially for that organization.
The crazy thing about that, too, is there's another guy over there named Roki Sasaki that's supposed to be
better.
Better than all of them, and the Dodgers have a fast track to him. They've been with him for years.
Yep.
So he could possibly be coming next year, and that would be Ohtani starting to pitch again, Sasaki on there, and Yamamoto, all from Japan.
Well, look at it this way. Kode Senga, who you're saying just had an average.
He was good.
12-7, 2.98 ERA with 202 strikeouts in just 166 innings. I mean, that's monster
good.
Year. You'll take that.
Yeah.
And Yamamoto's better.
Better. Okay.
Coming up next, I saw a little nugget. You guys are both Raider fans, about what the Raiders could potentially do at quarterback for next year. I want to bounce it off you guys, see if it meets your seal of approval. In the meantime, if you were recently injured in any kind of accident and you haven't called my friend Jacob, what are you waiting for? Not taking action may cost you money. What's that mean? Well, let's say you were injured in a car accident a few months ago. You thought the pain in your back would go away, so you went to see a doctor. But now, a few months later, it's getting worse every week. The problem is, because it's been a few months since the accident, it's more difficult to prove that your back pain was caused by the accident. Therefore, you probably got to pay for it all yourself. Do not put yourself in this situation. If you're injured in an accident, call Jacob immediately. He will get you to the doctor with no money out of pocket so you can physically recover quickly and not have to pay for it yourself. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. And don't forget, you're following on, you want to follow Call Jacob on Instagram, go to @call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thank you.
We wanted to make you feel good, Mace.
Sharp-dressed man.
Your hair looks good, too.
Yeah.
I can tell you put a little product in there.
I always put product. Seriously, when was the last time you saw me slob out? I haven't slobbed out in a long time.
No, you've been very good for what, like 4 or 5 months now?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, this is just the new
Steve
Mason 2.0.
Reboot.
2.0. I think it's more like 10.0.
It's the reboot. Let's go. All new. By the way, it is Momo's game today. Apologies in advance.
We'll see.
You're going to regret this.
Is it about Taylor Swift?
No.
No. Are you allowed to say what the theme is?
It's a Curb Your Enthusiasm game.
Oh,
okay.
Nice. All right. Okay.
Because you guys got me into it.
Now
so
you're
I said,
speaking
okay.
our language. All right. Yeah. All right. I like that.
I think anybody who watches the show will do well at this, and anybody who, and even if you watch it, you still might not get it.
Yeah.
Have you gone back to other seasons now?
A little bit. I've always watched a little bit, so like I knew what the show was about, but because you got me into it, you said it's the final season, you got to watch. I was like, okay, so I'm going to watch the first three episodes.
The show is genius.
Oh, it's
unbelievable. Mark Cates texted me last night because he never watched the show, and he watched it last night. That he said that was one of the funniest episodes I've ever seen.
The episode on Sunday was fantastic, amazing.
The one with the lawn jockey was really funny.
Oh, the lawn jockey one was funny.
That was that very one. Funny.
Yeah,
and but with the
I didn't
hair
like
coloring.
It as well as last night.
No,
last night was great.
Yeah,
was great.
This was the There's first Sunday one night. Of the season I really actually liked.
This is the one that made me laugh the most.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So if you're not watching Curb, what's wrong with you? Can I just take an aside before we get to the Raiders? And you know, I do.
It's your show, man.
I'm partnered with the LA County Department of Mental Health, and you hear me talk about it. So every Friday, I do what we call the Mindful Minute, and it's a video thing, and it's a thing I do on the show as well. And so it's an expanded version of everything. And I, as you know, I've talked about it, have had my mental health challenges. My mental health journey is like a lot of people's. I figured out how to manage it and how to be in the middle of the fairway all the time. The one thing I'll say is I like to use a tweet from a listener as sort of a jumping off point to one of those mindful minutes. So if you are struggling right now, or you've come through a struggle right now, or your perspective, you don't have to make it public. You can DM me, and I will not say your name or your Twitter handle or anything like that. But I like to use that as a jumping off point. There was one this week. Actually, I think we all saw this one this week. There was a guy that tweeted that his mental health situation wasn't good right now. And we all chimed in at some point and mentioned LA County Department of Mental Health, and you've got a whole community to support you and all that kind of stuff. I just think that's really, really important. And it's important to know if you're struggling that the world is going to rise up and support you. You just have to trust that that's going to happen. So
you also have to ask.
That's the big thing. You have to ask. You have to tell people.
I mean, to me, it's always the biggest issue when I see people struggling like that is they feel like they're alone and they don't want to say anything, or they're embarrassed, or they don't want to reach out and put themselves out there, even if it's private.
Yeah.
It sort of feels like, oh, you're joining some club that you don't want to be in. And I'm like, no, all you have to do is reach out. And do you know how many times when you tell people, oh, I go to a therapist, and they go, oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. Yeah. Like everyone does.
Yeah. No, it's helpful.
And everyone should.
It's good. You got somebody to talk to. And we got one a couple of weeks ago where the guy said, you know, I'm afraid to tell my friends. I'm afraid to tell my wife. And I'm like, no, you've got to tell the people that are closest to you so they know how to support you. So anyways, you can DM me at Venice Mace, and maybe I'll use your story as part of the Mindful Minute. All right. Okay. Raiders quarterback situation. Yeah. You guys are huge Raiders fans. I'll play the music for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Momo.
We're going to talk about the Raiders. We got to play the music.
It feels so good.
It does.
So saw a piece today. I don't know. Something on ESPN.
Sorry.
From Mike Tannenbaum.
Oh, yeah.
Former NFL GM. This is his suggestion, and I think it's a good one for the Raiders, who have an open quarterback situation right now. He says that the Raiders should sign Russell Wilson once he's cut by the Denver Broncos, and that they should draft J.J. McCarthy from Michigan as the next quarterback and have him behind Russell Wilson for a year or two. What do you guys think of that as Raider fans?
You want to go first or me?
Oh, boy. Not liking this, huh?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah?
You can think about it all you like.
Russell Wilson had a really good year last year.
No, he was fine.
Well, they would be getting him at a discount. I've heard him linked to Pittsburgh. That's the
I
one
have
I keep
also
hearing.
Heard him linked to Pittsburgh.
And sure. Emily is very upset about it.
As she should be.
Yeah. I'll take Russell Wilson. I'm all right with him. So, look, he's not going to cost that much.
Who is your actual... by the way, I think the best choice for the Raiders is Justin Fields.
That's the right way to go. If they can make that happen with picks or whatever they got to do, I would 100% do that and put Justin Fields along with Davante Adams. Like I'm fine with that. I don't have any interest in J.J. McCarthy.
I like J.J. McCarthy. I think he can play.
You know what? It's hard to say because they ran the ball like 60% of the time last year.
He's a Harbaugh guy. He's
hardcore
like a
core running team.
I know, and they had a great line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like him. He's like a leader. He's a winner.
So the vote on Russell Wilson is split?
I'm going to say no.
I'll go with Russell Wilson.
I would not.
At the right price, I'd do that.
The vote on Justin Fields?
Yes, for me.
Momo,
no.
I think he's a franchise quarterback.
Do you really?
I absolutely
then
do.
Then why wasn't he for the Bears?
Because the Bears are a terrible organization with a coach that's not very good.
And they've also had a bunch of different coordinators.
Yeah,
with
different
him.
Coordinators.
Like he was fine. He was actually good for the
most part. Last year, he was great. This current season, he wasn't because it was Eberflus and
changing the offense.
Yeah. I just think it can't always be a good quarterback is still a good quarterback. Like, You could tell me that about Mac Jones. Okay, I don't think Mac is that talented. I think he was just a good leader, and people with the right coordinator, he'd be good. And when he lost his coordinator,
Mac Jones is not in the same conversation
Fields
as Justin Fields.
Fields has a lot of talent. He's really good, but I don't know that. I don't know. He's had a long time in Chicago. At some point, you have to rise above whatever the coaching staff is.
He's now unfollowed the Chicago Bears.
That's this generation. I love
yes.
It is so. I mean,
it takes a lot for me to unfollow people.
Right. And he says, oh, that doesn't mean anything. No,
right
that
before
means.
What's up, fool?
Oh, you were just going to do that. Okay. I'll hold
no,
it.
No,
I'll
that's
hold
all right.
The
you can, no, we can do it.
You
go
can
ahead.
Find another
it's the same
story.
Thing. I do have another story.
This
I have another
whole
one.
Thing about unfollowing. Like, what would happen if we unfollowed ESPN LA?
Oh, wow.
People would freak out.
Would they freak out?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, Carlo would come in here and be like, what are you
look,
doing?
Carlo's over there. He's like, no,
you would freak
don't.
Out, right? What would you say, Carlo? Come here. Carlo.
Yeah,
come here.
Carlo, come on in. Carlo is our social media director. Vice president of social media.
Vice president of social media.
Vice president of social media. Carlo, what would happen if I unfollowed?
What's the alliteration that you got?
Mao.
I guess mine would be social media. Smunda.
Smunda. Okay. So what would happen if I unfollowed ESPN Los Angeles?
I would ask, what did I do to you?
What, would you take it personally?
Come on, yeah.
Do you think I would be sending the message that I'm looking for another place to work?
Yeah, and I would check if you liked any recent Fox Sports, AM570 posts.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So that is a way to send a message, right?
Of course, yeah.
Does everybody at the station follow ESPN Los Angeles?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
That's why we have 950,000 followers.
We do. Yeah.
Mace. Do you have grudges to where you do not follow that person? And every time I've gotten to the point where I follow most people, I just like, whatever, I'll just follow you in case you want to DM me this one day or whatever.
Right.
But there's a couple people I'm not naming those names. Don't ask.
What do they
rhyme
with?
Afterwards. You wouldn't know them. They're not.
What's
big
the first
names.
Name?
It's a guy that I used to work with.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like him.
What's his initials?
Nope. Too identifiable.
What does it rhyme with?
I'll tell you in the break.
What's it rhyme with?
But like, it always gets as one of my suggested follows. Like, I should follow him and he should follow me and we don't. And so neither of us, like, I must be in his suggested follows and he's always in mine. And I'm always like, no.
No.
But what happens if he followed me one day? What if like the Cold War was over?
So he doesn't like you either?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, so it's
yeah,
mutual
we got into
dislike.
It a few times,
I don't think anybody's. If you have mutual dislike, then why would you
well,
follow
him? What if
somebody?
One day he just did it? Would I then have to follow him?
No.
Because right now we just like, sit there and like.
You would not have to.
And I want to tell Instagram, stop suggesting I follow him. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, no, I get those suggestions. I don't follow a lot of people.
You don't?
No, I don't follow a lot.
You follow me?
Of course I follow you.
Okay.
Of course I do.
Follow Ireland?
Of course I do.
Did you follow Bergman?
I recently followed Bergman. Oh. I think it was like 2 weeks ago I followed him.
Yeah.
Did you notice it? You got that alert?
No. He talked about it on the air. He's like, I just realized for the 17th time that I don't follow Bergman. It's like, well, are you going to
it's
follow
funny,
or
the
not?
Previous 16 times, I still didn't follow
exactly,
you.
Exactly. You still didn't.
Number
but
17.
The whole thing was, you did follow me. Then Ireland decided not to. So you're like, I'm going to do it too. And then just never followed again. I don't really care. You can unfollow if you like.
But there's no question that Justin Fields is doing this for a reason.
Oh, yeah. That's not an accident.
It's no. It didn't just accidentally happen.
He even had a quote saying he's tired of all the trade talk. Just get it over with.
Yeah. You might as well.
Yeah,
you
but
might
you know
well.
What? Suck it up. It'll be over with by the time the draft hits.
Yeah.
It's fine.
All right. We're going to do some What's Up, Fool. The clock is just screw the clock today. Who cares? I don't care when we break or whatever.
I mean, for the most part, we still just get up by the top of the hour. I'm fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Even if you don't, give me an ID.
All right. Yeah, we'll do that. All right. What's up, fools? Coming up next, Bergman's going to throw stuff. Brian's going to throw stuff out. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks, Morales. Okay, so Allen Iverson was on the Big Pod with Shaq.
Okay.
And they were talking about how back in the day, he lost the scoring title to Kobe when he averaged 35 and Iverson averaged 33.
Okay.
So Shaq asked him, how many points would you average in today's NBA? Because back then, you could actually put hands on people, like you hand check and all that kind of stuff. So he said 43. He would average 43 in today's NBA. Do you agree with him? And who would be the best scorer from that era?
I don't think anybody scores 43 a game.
I mean, he was putting up points.
He didn't shoot threes either.
Yeah.
Iverson could shoot threes, but that wasn't his game.
Not his game, right.
Nobody's game was really threes until really Steph.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, people were shooting threes.
It was evolving that way. Yeah. I don't think he would score 43 points a game. And again, not a three-point shooter. Although, I'll say this for all those guys. If they played in this era, they would learn to be great three-point shooters.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if Allen Iverson came along today, he would say, oh, I got to shoot threes. And he would work at that, and I'm sure he would have been unbelievably successful.
I think McGrady would score a lot.
Oh, McGrady.
He was always a crazy scorer.
Very much like Kobe, and the two of them would go after it.
Yeah.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys, so we know now that Vladdy Jr. is on the cover of MLB The Show 24.
Uh-oh.
They're coming out with a new feature in this year's game, too. Similar to the old NBA 2K games where you could play through Michael Jordan's career and hit all his career moments in big games, they're going to be able to play Derek Jeter. So you're going to go through Derek Jeter's whole career. There's like 20 different moments, you know, all the big games. The flip, 3,000 hit kind of deal like that. If you could choose anybody, you know, in the Hall of Fame kind of aspect, who would you want to go back and, like, relive their career?
In other words, to be them?
In any sport in baseball?
In baseball.
I think I would want to be Nolan Ryan. For me, I've never seen a no-hitter in person, ever in my entire life. And if it's the third inning and somebody gets the first hit, I'll say, there goes the no-hitter. I'm always super and Nolan Ryan threw, I think, six of them. That's amazing. And pitched for a long time.
Yeah, he was really good for a long time.
He was durable, and his fastball was still incredible, even at the very end of his career. So I would choose Nolan Ryan.
Okay, so is this about reliving the moment, or who had the coolest career or the coolest
reliving
style?
Reliving the moments.
It's a different answer. Because, I was always like, I love Ken Griffey Jr. That would have been the dude I would like. I mean, he didn't have any great moments in really playing the World Series.
Not in World Series, but he had huge moments. Like, him with his dad, like some of the monster home runs, the catches he made.
I know, they were good, but he never played in the World Series or anything. They never got that guy. Ken Griffey Jr. would have been my answer for, like, who could you play their whole career. Let's go with Hershiser in that 88 season.
That's a good one.
The how many innings? Scoreless streak?
56 and...
No, 50... Now I'm forgetting. 58,
I think.
50-something.
58, I think. I think that sounds right.
And a third.
Did you go to any of those games?
I was not old enough, but I watched them all.
I went to the one where he faced Doc Gooden. I think it was like the second to last one. It was him versus Doc Gooden and threw the shutout.
Yeah.
That's a great call.
That's
an unbelievable
streak.
I don't think that'll ever be beaten.
No. It would have to be so many straight innings, so many straight games. And he had complete games in there too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Hershiser was a good one. Brian, what about you?
I would probably do Albert Pujols.
Okay.
Albert Pujols.
You know, he had World Series moments with the Cardinals early.
Yes, he did.
700 home runs, whatever it is.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Bergman?
It was 59 and a third, by the way.
59
and a third. Okay.
I would want Manny Ramirez.
Really?
Crazy career. Just all the things that he did in Boston with all the titles.
Cleveland times.
Coming here and doing Mannywood. I don't care that he did that stuff. That's fine. He got in trouble for the PEDs. What did you think that meant, right?
You know, That's the old taking the needle thing.
But he was like, he was a star everywhere.
Oh, when he came to L.A.,
he was massive.
That summer was fantastic.
Absolutely. Manny Wood was on fire.
It really was. It really was.
Give me that.
A little shout out from Pepe. He said Sandy Koufax.
Oh, sure. Another Sandy Koufax. Absolutely.
What's
Pepe, what are you doing out there? Why aren't you in here?
He can't hear you.
All right.
He's got like the biggest Frappuccino looking drink.
He's
that
seriously,
he
that's
here.
Just a milkshake. Okay,
it
what's
is.
Next?
It really
does Fuzz like that you would drink those?
Hey, what's up, fools?
So MLB Network right now is also releasing their top 100 as of right now, per se. And the Dodgers already have four people on the top 100. Today, 1 through 10 will be released. The big three still not on there. So the Dodgers, you know, Freeman, Betts, and Ohtani should be on there. Theoretically, we'll have seven players on the top 100 list.
Wow.
And Mookie Betts' last 5 years finished second, fourth, second, sixth, and fourth.
So this is their rankings going into the season?
Yes, of the top 100. So who, and the big story yesterday was Mike Trout left off of the top 10.
Okay.
Ranked number 12 now, so yeah, people upset about that.
Sure. Well, that I mean, he's, I he pro- that. That's about right for him.
Yeah. So who are your big three in the game right now? If you're taking 1, 2, 3, who are you putting
Acuna
up there?
Acuna is number one.
Who is?
Acuna.
No,
Ohtani's number one.
Oh, okay. Well, if he pitches, okay, yeah.
No, if he hits.
Even as a hitter, okay. All right, Ohtani.
No, he could win the home run title this year.
Yeah.
I'd probably put Acuna second.
Yeah. I think Acuna is a great call. And let me see. Who is
probably
number three? Mookie's
probably right around there. Maybe Judge.
What about that shortstop in Cincinnati?
Oh, Dale Cruz?
No, he's not there.
He's not there yet.
He's not there. I was looking at his stats yesterday with Travis.
He tailed off.
He did. He only had 14 home runs. He had 235 batting average, 300 on-base percentage. It kind of wasn't as great as we remember. Big moments,
right.
But not great.
How about Gerrit Cole?
Half a season. Gerrit Cole, yeah.
Made him unbelievable last year.
Yeah. Matt Olson was good last year.
I don't think anybody put Matt Olson.
Juan Soto usually gets in that conversation, but he hits like 240.
Last year he hit much better. He hit 300 last year.
Yeah, but he walks so much.
And walks a ton. Yeah, his on-base average is like 560 or some crazy number.
Yeah.
What about for you, Brian?
I'd probably go Ohtani, Acuna, and then Betts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd probably be my top three.
Fair.
Bergman?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's
a really good list. So when is the rest of the list coming out?
I think it's 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
I think so, yeah. 7 o'clock Eastern, so it should be today.
Excellent, excellent. Is that it?
I got another one if you want it.
Oh, yeah, do it.
What's that,
I got one for you guys. So,
the bottom. Right.
I don't know how to play pickleball.
By the way, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma brand station.
Thank you. So I don't know how to play pickleball, and I was like, how do I learn the rules and such like that?
Rules.
So I went to YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Learned the game about 3 minutes, and I feel like I got everything I need to know so far.
It's an easy game.
It's a very easy game. But my question is, I don't know if this is a generational thing where if I don't know how to do something, fix anything, I'm going straight to YouTube.
Yeah, me too.
And usually I have in 10 minutes. Is that what you guys are doing, or are you looking for instructions, reading a book?
I used to be an instructions person, and then once I had kids, and I would be like, how do you take the stroller off how do you install this car seat? Everything's on YouTube. Once I realized that everything was on YouTube and they have an instructional video for every car seat and stroller and thing that's complicated, I just became one of those.
Well, we just put together a new studio at home, and everything came from a YouTube instructional videos.
Yeah.
Do this, set this light up like this, set this mic here.
Yeah.
This is the mic you should use, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All came from YouTube.
Perfect.
And I will say, it didn't necessarily come from me. Somebody else may have looked at YouTube and figured it all out for me.
I believe that.
Yeah. I have fixed my toilet multiple times from looking at YouTube.
Well,
I took the tints off of my car once in Hawaii because of YouTube. I just watched it. Yeah.
Yeah, all you got to do is Google whatever you're looking for.
Who are these people that make these videos?
They do it for this situation.
But we don't cite them. I don't remember who it was.
We don't cite them, but I'll tell you.
What do they get out of it?
They get money. YouTube monetizes this thing. It's the easiest place to monetize. It's not podcasts. It's YouTube is a great way to monetize
things. So like that guy who makes the car seat installation video, he's making money?
Maybe not that guy.
Yeah.
Maybe not that.
If he gets enough views, yeah, he's getting.
Yeah, okay.
All right, coming up next for you, Pepe Mantilla is here. Pepe's coming in. Plus, who were the highest paid athletes of 2023? We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.